Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
They have places, you know, for reading material and all that.
His family was amazing how they took care of him. 24/7. You were each of you here during 1950?
I was. I had escaped under that time.
Oh, you did?
And they wanted us to keep it open. So people with jail acts, the other places coming in. And they didn't want our people to go out of town. They wanted to keep everyone here. And
have many people, or
yeah,
did it?
Two of these two brothers died. They were coming out with our regular nearly every night. Guy left you and his brother. Guy left you, one of them.
Yeah, they're on our list.
Okay.
Yeah. They, when they got it, they died within 6 days of each other.
People already named them.
Life Saving Crew in 1950, and that's what they called it then. It was not the thing of the town. My granddaddy had a truck. And you had to roll the windows up when you got to town.
Oh, thank you for you.
There's a family up at Crockett. He lived up near Crockett, and you had to sort of go by their house, and it was, you know, Crockett's basically out the country. We were at that house and more. You didn't stop. You rolled the windows up. You went just as fast as you
could. Over. Go through town.
Well, it was frightening before they had any treatment for it.
My son was born that year.
Really? Did you live in town, or where was your skating rink?
Back here in the lab.
Well, Better Homes Wayside. Sure was.
We sold the building to a free college college. They made a furniture store like that.
And there was another skating rink downtown. I don't know whether it was open then or not. It opened later.
1950s skating was big. I guess it still is, but I remember that from my childhood. I grew up in Smith County. What do you remember about what people thought caused polio that summer?
Well, mosquitoes and just drinking water, just had everything.
I remember they were sprayed. They were spraying. They were sprayed on town. Not like it. One we got going now. What is it?
Ours. But
it's the mosquito.
West Nile.
Yeah, West Nile.
Yeah.
The birds.
Yeah. Every summer.
Yeah, they were sprayed. I don't think anybody slaves are contained right here in a few miles.
Two brothers that lived regularly. That's what our outstanding. I just worked with them.
Was the silk mill out Pepper's Ferry?
Yeah, that's back on the right.
They had several cases out there.
They would still drive toward Grandma's. They would get to the retreat tournament.
No, in Smith County, it's like, we're not going there this summer. Yeah, it was scary. But as far as we can tell from our research, they still don't know why it was so concentrated right here. No, I think it's one of those mysteries that we can't solve.
We made several trips to Roanoke to take the patients down there.
You did?
The rescue squad took care of that.
Now, did you have an ambulance or what?
We just had a ship away, wasn't it?
Well, we got the first car type vehicle at 55, at 55 Chevrolet, that red one.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we had that 48. Probably if we went to Roanoke before we got the smaller vehicle, we would take one of Barnett's or four.
Oh,
they
you
would furnish the ambulance and we would probably drive it or something of that nature, or at least go with the ambulance.
Yeah.
Are you afraid of catching polio?
Not really.
You just did what you had to do?
Really didn't think that much about it.
You were worried about the children.
I'd worry about my son more than anything.
Yeah. When you think of a summer after that, when you know we didn't have an epidemic, is there a big difference?
In what way?
In just walking through town.
It just kind of gradually faded back to where it was.
Gradually went. And when the vaccine came, of course, you people didn't have to worry. When did the life-saving squad actually start here?
I don't know. I joined 1950.
You joined in that year?
And it happened about 2 or 1 before I was
killed. I got to think about that. Of all the rescue squads in the state of Virginia, I believe it was up here at one time, and got this one going, and they were all life-saving crews. Mm-hmm. And they graduated.
That's where you met? Mm-hmm. In the funeral?
Met up there in Johnny.
It was all volunteer.
Oh, yes,
definitely. Mm-hmm.
Is it still?
I don't know for sure. Probably, I don't know whether you're paid number.
What kind of calls would you get that summer other than polio? Did you?
Car wrecks.
Car wrecks.
Delivering babies.
Ed, now the hospital was the Chitwick Clinic?
That's all, yeah.
And what about that Malin Hospital? Was it operating?
I don't think it was there then. Well, no, Malin had a hospital over here near the courthouse. Probably, and I was in high school, that was probably, he had a hospital over there also at that time.
Yeah, I learned up there too. But I was telling him, because I had the table left about 2 hours, he went down, I forgot about it, checked the thing down at the hospital.
Oh.
He got back and apologized for it.
Oh, he's a character.
Yeah, but not me.
There's a book out, we have it in the gift shop now, about that whole Malin family and their hospitals, how they came here.
Well, they had the old 4th Avenue Hotel down there where the new bank is.
Uh-huh.
All vegetarians, you know.
Uh-huh.
But they had some food they had in that place, but I remember the ice cream shop. One time, I guess he had the hospital over across the courthouse.
That was that the main hospital at that time?
Chitwood was
the only one. So when you got a call and picked up a polio patient, you went to Chitwood's?
I don't think we ever did. I think we take one around. I think it was them.
Just go.
They take one around. I don't remember ever taking one.
It's no telling the number of trips that different people have made. You know, not necessarily life-saving crew, but the ambulances.
We took all the ambulances delivered to Roanoke at that time.
African Americans went to Richmond. Did you all ever make any of those trips?
I didn't. Never did get involved with that.
Nearly as many cases, but they did have to go on to Richmond. Can you think of any other changes in the community because of polio, what people ate or didn't eat, or any ideas of how to protect yourself? That, you know, when people get scared, they think
the wash of the hands is the main thing you wanted to do. And I was really on caution that really made one.
What's that?
Wash the hand sanitation.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I lived out in the country all that time. We didn't too involved, was it? See, I didn't get on the rescue squad until
today. If an iron lung had a problem, well, I guess a power outage would still be a problem.
Well, I don't know, and not knowing I should keep my mouth shut, but I doubt seriously for you.
I think so. But this woman who was born here and had polio here, who's in the AARP article, she has that dilemma of not having anyone to service it.
Yeah, I read that.
And I guess she wouldn't want to.
Well, I guess they are still using it, but didn't they finally come up with somebody that would furnish the parts for it?
I don't know yet. I think she was afraid to make the transition to whatever they use now. Because that, I guess you would think of it as your home almost.
Okay, when I hear they're talking about switching over.
your body becomes acclimated to being in that too.
Of course, if I wring your neck, it makes you breathe. Quit
pushing your chest in.
Mm-hmm.
When you went out to Mr. Hale's house to help out with it, was the family around, or
yeah, so the girl and Miss Hale were there.
Somebody had to be there all the time.
I don't know if she ever left.
They would have their services there a lot in the house. I mean, he was a very devout man, and they were, I'm not ever sit his house. Most people, they can say, it's just stage, you know, you wouldn't give it to everybody who walked through the door. I mean, it's probably a certain incubation period.
They say about 30 days you're contagious. One of the sad parts nowadays is that so many people are getting the post-polio syndrome, where their other muscles were overworked and they just get fatigued and they can't really function after a while. And,
remember, he's in Myrtle Beach now.
A Whitfield?
Yeah.
He may be on
it. There's a telephone play, you know that.
He's doing what?
I called the rest of the telephone play. He had the rest of the wife. They're all three together. And he said, well, do you be afraid to revive the empty person in a heart attack sometime? But she there would go with him in that. They sold the airplane.
Where does he live now?
Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, Randolph Beach.
And he was not paralyzed or
crippled.
He's crippled.
He had a bad foot and leg. I think his foot was real short. One of his feet was real short. And he had a bad leg.
I remember that fall when everybody finally went back to school. Any changes or people who had it who returned?
Dogs went back to school. Probably changes.
In the next summer, you didn't have any cases.
I guess it just about lived.
You think of anything else about that summer? That any images or anything to collect for an exhibit? The end result of all this is to create a permanent exhibit about it over in the Boyd.
Did you call Callahan about photographs?
I called this morning. I didn't get an answer, but
they lost the pictures. That's crew building, aren't they?
I think that pretty well covers, you know, what
I wish you'd tell you more about it, really. That's a long time. We forgot most of it.
Well, it is a long time.
We were just talking coming in about
trying. Now, only three I know of living right now.
Yeah. That's one reason we're glad we're doing this now, because eventually we can ask.
As long as we would have been a good program. We were gophers.
Well, but you were there. I really appreciate any input we can get.
Well, good luck with your project.